everybody, to another episode of the Canned Mayonnaise Guild of the Jedi podcast. I'm your co-host, Darth Celine.
And I am the main host, the Artificial Dragon. And, look who's arrived
Holy shit, he's alive!
You just came out of the walls, kid! You've come back from the dead!
Okay, so they brought me here.
Yeah, we took you hostage and got you all the way over here.
We're not holding him hostage.
We're totally not holding him hostage.
Please call 911.
Or whatever 911 is in Star Wars.
Call the Jedi.
So, let me just give, chat the address.
Well, regardless, so Kit decided he's going to step in for a little bit and chill out with us in this very special episode of Can Mayonnaise Kill a Jedi. It's so good to have you back, Kit.
It's good to be here. it's good to be here. I say that with no irony. Let me insert that address, by the way.
But all seriousness aside, this is our 79th episode of a podcast.
You're still keeping track.
I am, Hannah. I am the main host for a reason.
Okay, anyway.
But yes, we have a very special episode. We are 1 week away from Christmas, which will mean the patron episode is right around the corner for everybody.
Yep.
And I am very looking forward to that, and I'm very excited to see what your reaction to that certain character is. We're not going to say who.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned till next week. But before we get into the topic of this episode, I'm going to do the obligatory Patreon stuff.
Promotions
and stuff. Yeah. If you guys love our content, make sure to support us on our Patreon at patreon.com/canmail. Once again, that's patreon.com/canmail. You could contribute to any amount, the lowest being $2, and the highest being $10. We have a Discord server. It's not Patreon exclusive. It is open for everybody. So if you love our channel and want to join our community, you could pop into the Discord where you could talk general Star Wars lore, share memes, or have a good time with me and my co-host here.
And the tiers are 50% off up until Christmas.
Yeah.
Code Life Day.
Yay. Discount code Life Day. All capitalized, all one word. And it will be here until the 25th of December. So get it while you can. And now, a shout out to our highest tier patrons. We have Alan Lee, Y Wolves, Dr. Emboz, Gobez, Lee Fott, Milo, Maya Khalid, Train Boy, and Tristan H. Thank you so much for supporting our podcast for the past 3 years, and I am hoping that you look forward to all the content we make like this. Now back to your normal program.
Also, support Celine's Cantina!
Yes, Celine's Cantina. I really love that you replied to one of my questions like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, the question about the character we're talking about today.
Exactly. But speaking of your character, Hannah, we have this month's Patreon art piece, which is
me.
Yeah,
Celine
in her Life Day dress, and I gotta say, it is spicy.
I like the way that turned out.
Yeah, everybody is thirsty over the Togruta over there.
But I like the way the mayo droid turned out in that image, too.
Yeah, he's like a little Christmas tree down there, just mayo and
Jedi. I'll show you in a second.
I think I already showed Kid that.
Isaac did show me this.
It looks pretty good.
She has two big personalities.
Yes, she does.
I'll say that much.
That she does. But yes, she is a very beautiful in that art piece. So big credits to the artist. They did an amazing job.
Absolutely.
Especially for their very first Togruta.
Yeah.
So shout out to you. But yes, with that obligatory stuff out of the way, Hannah, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about Darth Treya!
AKA Kreya!
I have been waiting for this episode. I've been waiting for this episode.
Yeah, I could see the obvious excitement, even from the other side of a room, Hannah. Yeah, Kreya, I mean, I have not played the second KOTOR game, but I remember playing it briefly, and Kreya, if there is a trope out there for divisive character, Krayo would be one of those characters.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like, I mean, there's Abelov, a couple people are mixed on her. Cad Bane, a lot of people are mixed on him. But Krayo is the OG split character.
I have no idea who this character is.
I'll show you.
Well, don't worry. We'll give you a proper crash course on Krayo, Hannah. Why did I...
Hannah! I'm the one who knows about her. Kit does not.
Yeah, I meant, we'll give you a proper crash course on Krayo, Kit. I don't know why my brain just shot
That's
right
what she
there,
looks
but.
Like in KOTOR 2.
But let me give you a nice little quote from Krayo, because there is a
there
shit
is
ton.
One of the, this is just one of many.
This is just one of many, but this is a pretty lengthy one, so I'm going to do my best voiceover acting right here. There are dark places in the galaxy where few tread, ancient centers of learning, of knowledge, but I did not walk alone. To be united by hatred is a fragile alliance at best. My will was not law. There are disagreements, ambition, and hunger for power. There are techniques within the Force against which there is no defense. I was cast down, stripped of my power, exiled. I suffered indignities and fell into darkness. Learn from me, my mistakes, and use that knowledge to become greater than I. That is all I ask of you. And that is all I desire. In you, all my hopes rest. For the future. For the Force. So basically, Krayo, she is known as a highly unconventional Force user. I say Force user because she's not a Jedi or
Sith. She's not
a
Jedi or a Sith. She's just... in the middle.
She's kind of, she's kind of her own thing. She was a former Jedi, then Sith, but as you can see, she's a deeply flawed, philosophically flawed individual.
Oh, yeah. Behind the scenes, she is voiced by Sarah Kestelman, who also, has, in that powerful voice you hear in the game, she played Lady Macbeth in Macbeth.
Oh, that is actually pretty interesting, and a very appropriate to cast her as Krayo.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with a lot of Shakespearean actors, like you see with Ian McDonough for Palpatine and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, like I said before, most people think she... I did a lot of in-depth research, like, oh, what's the general opinion on Krayo? Like, I went to multiple Reddit threads about Darth Krayo slash Krayo. And basically, there's no... people either think she's the wisest character in all of Star Wars, or others think she's an absolute edgelord. There's no in-between.
Or, no,
fair
the,
enough.
The in-between. The in-between is that she's a gilf. That is
in-between. Well... technically, she is a MILF, but not exactly a GILF.
What you...
No! She's not a MILF. No fucking way. Ew.
I mean, we'll get into that
That's
little thing
a theory.
Later. Yeah, I know. but no, like, I was looking through Reddit threads. Like, there was a certain one where it's like, unpopular opinion, Krayo is the wisest individual in all of Star Wars.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Like, there's no middle ground for these people. Like, a lot of them think she's the wisest and most philosophical character in the franchise, while others believe she is simply a massive hypocrite who uses layers of wisdom and idealism as a cover for her philosophy of the Force is evil.
The Force isn't evil, it's just she hates the Force that much that she's willing to kill it.
Yeah, the Force is evil. Fuss and must be destroyed sort of mentality. Which isn't exactly true. We'll get into this in a little bit. But the Force can't exactly control the destiny of others in the galaxy.
No, it cannot. But...
no, it is alive, but it can't force you down a path. That's up for you to decide.
Yeah.
By the way, let's go ahead and talk about Krayo and her history. So, like with a lot of characters in Star Wars... her past is kind of shrouded in mystery.
Exactly like Revan's.
Yeah, exactly like Revan's. Like, we don't know... well, we know she is a human, a female human. We don't know what world she came from. I don't think we even know when she was born. But assumingly, she's like in her 60s or 70s.
Nope, on Wikipedia, they only have her death date.
Yeah, exactly. But what we do know is that Kreia was once a Jedi historian and consular, which meant that she is trained in the ways of the Force. She's not a warrior, she's a scholarly
individual. She's Jocasta Nu of the Old Republic.
Yeah, pretty much. And like most consulars, she wanted to uncover the galaxy's mysteries through meditation. But she meditated so much that it basically atrophied her eyes. And she's all like, I have no use for them, so why the fuck not?
Yeah, she's blind.
She is literally, legally blind. She can only see through the Force.
She read so much that she became blind.
Exactly.
And when you ask her about it in KOTOR 2, she's like, I could, but I don't want to.
She must have been on those 4chan websites.
God
but
damn.
Like when the Jedi Exile asks Kreia, can I heal your eyes? She's like, I could heal them if I want to, but I don't want to.
Yeah, she simply does that by choice.
She was on them 4chan websites. She read so much 4chan, she lost her eyes, and then didn't want her eyes back, for she saw too much. She read too many green text.
God damn, kid. But yeah, there are some rumors, both in-game and out-of-universe, that Kreia might have been the Jedi historian named Aaron Kay. You might have to correct me on the pronunciation.
Yeah, Aaron Kay.
Aaron Kay, who was also a master of Revan and was also exiled by the Jedi for her teachings.
Also, you didn't mention, Kreia was a master of Revan.
One of many masters of Revan. She was just the most popular.
And then Aaron Kay is also a master of Revan.
Yeah.
Coincidence? I think not.
Pulling up that classic meme from The Incredibles, yes. Of course. But it also kind of implies that Kreia may have been the mother of Brianna, who is the last handmaiden. Yeah. One of the many companion characters from KOTOR. Maybe we'll talk about her in KOTOR 2. Thank you. Maybe we'll talk about her and her, I don't know, maybe a Companions episode or something.
KOTOR 2 just needs its own episode.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But point is, like, there's some speculation, but there's no real confirmation of they're one and the
same. Yeah, it's only speculation because, fun fact about the game itself is that it was very rushed in production and was released unfinished.
And it was made by Obsidian, the same guys who made New Vegas.
Outer Worlds, I think, too. They made that
one. Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you restore the content with mods.
Of course, yep. You always have a lot of Obsidian / Bethesda games are better with mods.
Of course.
But anyway, so she trained many students throughout the years, challenging them with questions regarding the concept of power. And they were so mystified that her fellow Jedi called them Kreia's Conundrums.
I don't think they were mystified with the fact of the Force. I think they were mystified by, you know, something else.
Five more fucking 4chan.
No. I mean, are she's a gilf. What the fuck you mean?
Well, supposedly an Achani general fell for her.
Yeah?
Supposedly.
Supposedly, yes. I don't know. I don't see Kreia as, like, a mother figure. I think she's too pedantic.
She's not a mother figure. She's a guilt. She's a grandma figure.
She's that wise elder. That wise elder that's usually in, like, I don't know, a clan or something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But anyway, one of her students, as we pointed out multiple times before, is the infamous Jedi Knight Revan. Her teachings were looked down upon with great concern by the Jedi Council, given that a majority of her students joined Revan in the crusade against the Mandalorians.
Including the Exile.
Yeah. like this entire shit was going down with the Mandalorians invading Republic space, and the Jedi were like, no, let's not participate in this war. Number one, because they're pacifists, and number two, they kind of had the suspicion that the Mandalorians were basically a smokescreen, and that the real threat hasn't revealed themselves to the galaxy.
Technically, they were right,
but Revan and Kreia were thinking differently, like, we gotta go fight those Mandalorians.
Especially Revan, he's like, fuck that, let's go kick Mando ass.
Yeah, Revan had a murder boner for the Mandalorians, it's not even funny. But anyway, sorry, going through my notes.
Today, Junior.
Today, Junior. But when Revan fell to the dark side and created his own Sith Empire to fight back against the Jedi Order, the Council believed that it was Kreia's teaching that pushed Revan to the dark side. So they kind of looked upon Kreia with huge suspicion, and they basically exiled her from the Jedi Order.
Sus!
Sus!
Press X to doubt.
Press X to doubt. But yeah, Kreia in her own point of view, she believed that Revan didn't fall to the dark side. He created his own Sith Empire out of his own will.
Yeah.
Which, as we saw in Swator, is not true because he was brainwashed.
Swator isn't canon.
Because he was brainwashed by Darth Vision and all that. So that ultimately proves her point mute.
Okay, the Swator lore and the Revan book completely invalidated the story of Revan and Mitra Surik. Yeah. So I just kind of ignore it.
I mean, like I said in the motherfucking Revan episode, there are like certain points in the comics where it goes through Revan. He's always wearing a hoodie because
you can't see his face. Because yeah, it's up to the player if they're male or female.
Exactly. And it's basically proven moot when they canonize Revan's appearance of a game.
Yeah. Revan shows up as a man, and Mitra Surik, of course, shows up
as a woman
when you could make the exile male or female. It's like, that defeats the whole point of the first two games.
Yeah, exactly. But that aside, regardless, the Jedi Order exiled Kreia as decreed by Master Atriss, who is another interesting character.
Bitch.
Yeah, she is kind of a bitch.
I don't like her.
She's kind of an interesting character, though.
Yes, she is, but still, bitch.
Who basically decried Kreia's, quote, free-thinking teachings.
Yeah. Says the one who gathers Sith holocrons.
Yeah, I know. At around this time, Kreia began questioning her own beliefs. And while it was unknown what she did between her exile and reappearance, most believe she joined Revan and her fellow students in the Mandalorian Wars. But in reality, she retraced her students' steps, searching for answers she alone could not provide. And this led to the planet of Malachor 5, which is the...
What happened to 1, 2, 3, and 4?
Well, there are other planets, but Malachor 5 is the... Just to give you context, kid, Malachor 5 is like the final battleground between Revan and the Mandalorian Wars. A lot of shit went sideways.
Is there a Malachor 1, 2, 3, and 4?
Well, if you go by Rebel, there is a Malachor 1.
Jesus Christ, what happened to that?
We don't really know, but Malachor 5 is the most important one.
Yes, because that's where Revan defeated the Mandalorians, but also where the Exile activated the Mass Shadow Generator, killing everyone.
Pretty much.
Mass Shadow Generator?
We talked about that in the Super Robots episode.
Yeah, long ass time ago.
That is the most evil fucking thing that you could possibly think of.
But it essentially deadened the planet. It killed the planet everything around it.
That's like some Doofenshmirtz level shit. It's like, yes, activate the Shadow Generator, Inator. What the fuck?
Yeah, let's just say Revan and the Jedi went to extreme lengths to kill the Mandalorians.
Oh, yeah. Hated the Mandos that much.
What does the Mass Shadow Generator do?
So, it's kind of vague, but it basically killed all life on the surface of the world. Basically destabilizing
exactly kind of what Vitiate did, but with technology.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And it created a literal wound in the Force. There was so much death. It literally injured the Force itself.
And because of that, the Exile unintentionally cut themselves off from the Force.
Yeah.
Why would you name it such a... What the fuck?
It's Star Wars.
Yeah, it's Star Wars. I mean, we got the motherfucking Death Star.
And the
Star Killer Base.
And the Sun Crusher.
The Waffle Cone of Doom kit.
Oh, God. The Shadow Generator.
The Mass Shadow Generator. Yeah, I know. But regardless, Kreia found herself on Malachor 5 to find, truths and all that. And on Malachor 5 is where she found the Treyas Academy, which held Forbidden Sith's secrets, and was a former stronghold created by Revan to sort of harness the wound in the Force that was created upon Malachor V. Mm-hmm. And as she was exploring, a bunch of Sith assassins found her. And instead of killing her, they were like, here.
Come on in.
Come on in. Read all of our forbidden texts and knowledge. Knock yourself the fuck out.
But at this point, she's blind, right?
Yes.
So how does she read?
She can sense things through the Force.
Yeah, she can even read people's thoughts.
Yeah. Oh. She is a powerful telepath. She could literally send messages to people across the galaxy.
Then why doesn't she just... Can't she just read the books across the galaxy?
I think she sees it through the Force.
Yeah, she has to be there physically to see it through the Force. Plus, it's a bunch of Sith text mumbo jumbo. You can't exactly see that from across the galaxy.
Most of the time, I think it was mainly just holocrons that were there. So, but it's never told, so we don't know.
This is like the anime meme where it's like, ah, yes, I see. And it's like a fucking blind.
Like motherfucking Wong D with his blindfold.
Ah, yes, I see.
But anyway, so, you know, the Sith assassins were like, here, go ahead and read some of our forbidden knowledge. And Kreia decided to dive into these forbidden manuscripts, which claimed the authors of these manuscripts basically claimed that they had insights into secret realities that showed that the Force betrayed Force sensitives, making them live in a compromised and chaotic universe. Basically, like, the idea that you're living in the Matrix sort of thing. And this truth made Kreia, it basically crumbled her pre-existing belief on the Force.
Yeah, especially from the view of a former Jedi who had Jedi training, it's like, total world crumbled.
Yeah, total world crumble. And it basically made her fall to the dark side of the Force. And she renamed herself as Darth Treya.
That's her Sith appearance.
Oh, God. Oh, jeez. I feel like she's... God damn. She's replaced the whip with boots. No!
But she also gained a new moniker as the Lord of Betrayal.
Yeah. Even in KOTOR, when you're talking to her about the Sith, she's like, oh, there are three that you must worry about. The hunger, the anger, and the betrayer. Or, you know. And you never figure out who the betrayer is until the end. It's like, yeah, I already know it's you. Shut up.
You have to worry about these three. Little do they realize.
Okay, is this fucking bitch the same type of person that talks in, like, riddles?
Yeah.
Basically.
Why the fuck do characters do that? Why can't they just be blunt and be like, if you do this, this will happen?
Well, if she's blunt, she'll look at you and say, you learn nothing.
Yeah.
That is stupid. That is
but that's how Kreia works,
I
though.
Hate when characters talk like this. Ah, yes, if you go here, my child, blah, 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 that, and then just...
I mean, even with, like, okay, on Nar Shaddaa, when you get to Nar Shaddaa, you have the choice to either not give a beggar money or give him money.
Yeah.
And if you have Kreia with you, you will lose influence no matter what you do. Even if you say, oh, I don't have money right now, you get forced into making either choice. If you do the altruistic, she's like, why are you helping them? Because if you help them, they earn nothing.
Yeah, and because her entire philosophy is that if you help people, it basically cheapens their experience of learning from life. But if you let them recover by themselves without you helping them, they actually get to learn something.
Wait. That's just...
But she also chastised you for the cruelty, too. Yeah. I just haven't gotten to that line yet.
Though, because it's like, she's chastising you for helping them because she wants them to learn because she... Okay, so she doesn't want you to help someone because then they won't learn.
Yes.
Yeah.
She is helping you learn by giving advice.
Technically, the Exile and Kreia have a force bond between master and apprentice.
Yeah.
So Kreia and the Exile are master and apprentice. She is their teacher.
Okay.
Like I said, she is a philosophically flawed character. Like, there's a lot of lessons to her teachings, but at the same time, she's a tryhard.
Yes, she is. But you also learn shit.
Yeah,
you
do that is learn very shit. True. Like, her entire philosophy is like, I'm not asking you to be a Sith. I'm asking you to be human.
Yeah.
Because as a Jedi, you're trained to ignore all emotion. But for Kreia, emotions are very important. Because if you go in without any emotions, sure, you're going through logic and it may help. But sentients aren't that simple.
Yeah. We're, even as humans, we're a very complex species.
Yeah, we are very complex. But that's basically Darth Kreia in a nutshell for you, kid.
In a nutshell.
The fuck was... So, she talks in riddles, and she also says things, whatever you do, she's disappointed. God damn, this bitch sounds like a fucking Asian woman. God damn.
Okay, wait, another example of Kreia just... Of Kreia being Kreia.
Yeah.
Sion, in the case of Darth Sion, who is one of her Sith apprentices.
The Lord of Pain.
The Lord of Pain.
This guy is the embodiment of too angry to die.
He is too angry to die.
You thought Darth Maul coming back from the dead was bullshit? This guy literally comes back from the dead no matter what.
She purposefully did that to him.
Why?
Because she's evil. But she did it to him to know constant pain, I suppose.
Yeah,
and physically break him.
Seems like a very, stellar person.
You don't say, kid. Anyway, so before we get more into Kreia's story, let me tell you how powerful this motherfucker is. Because as a Jedi Consular, she knows a lot of Force abilities.
Oh, yes, she does.
Like, she knows Force Horror, which is basically Mind Trick, but it's the Fear spell instead.
Yeah.
She knows Force Speed, which, gotta go fast. She knows Force Crush, Force Cloak, Energy Resistance, Force Scream, Force Lightning, Force Choke, and the Mind Trick ability. As seen on the world of Doxin, she knows Animal Bond.
Or Animal Trick.
Yeah, Animal Trick, which basically allows her to control wildlife and all that.
Yeah.
She knows the Force Channel ability, which provides a modest boost to one's connection while carrying no real vulnerabilities. She knows the Dark Healing ability, which she has used to kill dozens of Sith assassins instantaneously and simultaneously on Malkor V at one
point. Oh, yeah. I mean, she has Death Field. You can get her Death Field, and it's like...
Death Field?
Yeah.
Death Field?
Yeah.
What the fuck is this? Fucking Shadow Generator. Death Field. Lord of Pain. Fucking Christ.
You can't tell me this doesn't sound like something from Dark Souls.
Yeah.
Well, not. This doesn't even sound like something like from Dark Souls. It sounds like a fucking 5-year-old who's just like, and then I drew the Lord of Pain. Oh, it's like, look at this. Look at this, Bob. They activated the Shadow Generator, which will go moving and will go boom.
Okay, when you put it like that, kid. God damn.
Shit, George Lucas, I think he felt a disturbance in the Force. Someone's talking shit.
You know, I fucking missed this in our episode.
Shadow Generator, Lord of fucking Pain.
You forgot the Lord of Hunger, kid.
Oh my god. Okay, that one actually sounds like a Dark Souls boss.
Okay, she is also capable of the Force Sever technique. When she severed multiple Jedi Masters' connection to the Force, describing as giving them a fate worse than lifelessness.
I get my favorite line, one of my most favorite lines from her.
Go for it.
It was a whole, monologue, but before she severs the Force from the three Masters that you spend the entire game looking for, she says, "See it through the eyes of the exile."
Mm-hmm.
So basically, she's saying, "See it through my eyes and see it through the exile's eyes." And once the exile wakes up, because they were about to kill the exile.
Yeah.
And, very Jedi, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And when you click on their bodies to actually look, see if you can maybe get loot, they're dead. Completely dead to the Force. Like, didn't even, achieve oneness.
Yeah. They're just Gone.
Gone. She can do that!
Yep, she can do that. She is a scary bitch. But, let me see what else. Kreia's most important ability that is very rare in the Star Wars universe is an ability known as Shatterpoint, which allows her to sense what she calls fractures in the Force. Just to give you an idea, kid, Mace Windu has the Shatterpoint ability.
I was about to say that.
Yeah, basically, you're looking at fold lines in the Force. Like, maybe there's a weak point in that that window right there. You just tap it once and it shatters.
Oh, okay.
That's basically what a Shatterpoint is. She is also very skilled at telepathy, as it allows her to communicate with other individuals across the galaxy. She knows the breath control ability, force healing, and even can influence the minds of those around her, erasing her existence from their memories.
Yep, she does that to the disciple.
Yep, and even finding out their deepest, darkest secrets.
Yep, she's truly
so deleting your browser history is not going to help you, kid.
It's like not even using incognito mode.
Nope.
Nope.
Oh no, she's bypassed incognito mode. She's too dangerous to live.
Oh my god, what's all this furry porn I see here?
Okay, going away from that, another favorite line about wiping people's memories.
Uh-huh.
A Jedi sees only what I wish them to see.
Mm-hmm, yep.
When she's talking about the disciple.
Mm-hmm. But aside from that, Kreia is very powerful in the use of telekinesis, as most famously, during her boss fight, she is able to telekinetically lift 3 lightsabers at the same time and use them against you.
They're fucking annoying.
Yeah. She is also skilled physically in using a lightsaber, using the combat forms of Shicho, Makashi, and Surisu, which if you recall from our lightsaber forms episode is the tutorial version of lightsaber combat, the swordsman version, and the defense form of lightsaber combat.
Yep.
She
does this one-handed.
Yep. And she also knows the rare technique, Trakata, which is basically the art of turning on and off your lightsaber in the middle of combat.
Yep. It's bullshit.
Yeah, I know. But continuing on from that, intent on continuing Revan's legacy, Darth Treya reestablished the Treyas Academy to train and convert a new generation of Sith to act as a gadfly against the Republic. Basically, just use them as an excuse to give the Republic into war and all that. Given that she came to the remnants of Revan's Sith Empire, she, well, is her former master, so a lot of Revan's former followers immediately pledged their loyalty to her.
Well, duh.
Yeah. And she went on a personal journey to find other wounds in the Force. One of them being Darth Sion, the Lord of Pain, and the second one being Darth Nihilus, the Lord of Hunger.
I forgot his name was literally Nihilus.
Yep.
I'll show you Nihilus.
God. He's just evil.
But he's so, a void.
He's so fucking evil.
He literally eats plants for breakfast.
Oh, so he's galactic.
Not only planets, specifically force sensitive.
Yep, yep.
Because he is so insatiably hungry.
How do you kill him?
Actually pretty easy. the boss fight is so easy.
Wait. No. So, I know the rule of two. This is in the past. How the fuck do you kill that guy?
It's just a normal boss fight within the game.
But Laurel, so for example, this is before the Clone Wars, right?
This is like 5,000 years before the Clone Wars.
How did he die?
You just kill him with a lightsaber, I suppose.
He's a fucking boy! What do you mean?
I think it's because the exile is a wound in the Force.
Yeah, that is.
When Nihilus tried to absorb that, or literally eat that,
mm-hmm.
there was nothing for him to eat.
Yeah.
So, it turned itself on him and hurt him.
You know, that does sound fairly reasonable, because like you said, it's an easy boss fight. So I would imagine going up against Nihilus, who could literally devour planets.
I think you and Kreia talk about it briefly. Like, I think because he's connected to Visus Mar,
mm-hmm.
you kill her, you kill him. But if you're playing a Jedi, you don't want to kill Vizis, especially because, you know, a companion.
Yeah.
So you still just kill him either way.
I'm going to assume that since he's a nihilist, all you have to do is have him touch grass. And then he has to just touch grass.
It would die.
And then he dies.
Like, touch grass.
He touches grass. He's like, I've never been so happy for him. And then he has a fucking heart attack.
By the way, she gathered together two of these individuals to create the Sith Triumvirate, who are like the main bad guys of KOTOR 2 and all that.
Sith Triumvirate.
The Sith Triumvirate. However, as time passed, the ideals of Darth Treya among her two students were massively divergent, because she was all philosophical, like, we need to destroy the Force, blah, blah, blah. Well, here...
Yeah, she's the logical one. Well, Sion is just... endless pissed off.
And Nihilus just hungry. Is
hungry.
I'm hungry. I need more. And Treya's like, no. We need to think this through. Bitch, we need to kill Jedi. What the fuck are you talking about?
And surprise, surprise, they end up betraying her too.
Yeah, she has been betrayed technically by both the Jedi and the Sith.
That's which is a double... It's what turned her away from both.
Yeah, which is why she gets the double meaning of the Lord of Betrayal.
Lamau.
Yeah, Sion, I need to show you that cutscene after we're done, but Sion beats the shit out of her.
And literally disconnected her from the Force, I believe.
No, that's what Nihilus did.
It's yeah. A Caleb City meme of punch your grandma.
Kind of.
They were basically looking at Trey and like, okay, boomer.
World star! Such an old lady.
But yeah, they almost kill her and she had to run.
But yeah, after she was exiled and betrayed...
Again,
both of her former students went on to create, kickstart the first Jedi Purge. Basically, they went out and wiped out... not the entire Jedi Order, but a good amount of the Jedi of the galaxy. And Kreia, she was like, oh, God damn it. And she decided to retake her former identity as Kreia. And she went back out into the galaxy in Republic space to mastermind her revenge against her old students. And she needed to find one of her old students, who is the Jedi Exile, or Mitra Surik.
Yeah.
Who is... the player character in KOTOR 2, which is how you gain her as your companion.
Yeah, she's one of your first companions, actually.
Yeah, one of your first.
I think if I were to play this game, and every time I made a decision, she would just disapprove. I'd want to kill this bitch.
Hang on, no, it's influence lost, Kreia.
Yeah, I know.
Light side points, dark side points, net dark side shift.
Oh, God. Like, please tell me in the game you can fucking kill this bitch.
No, you cannot.
Only at the end.
Really?
Yeah, because you technically, due to the bond that the Exile and Kreia have, they also have a life bond. Because when Sion cuts off Kreia's left hand, she gets the Luke treatment, the Exile feels it. And they say it's like dipping your hand in molten carbonite.
Oh.
So their lives are tied to each other.
So yeah, if you do decide to kill Kreia, even if you really want to, that means killing yourself.
Yeah, and so...
So fucking worth it. Worth it, brother.
Goddamn, kid.
But even when you... What doesn't make sense is that even when she dies at the end, depending on if you kill her or if she kills herself,
mm-hmm.
and throws herself into the core, the Exile still makes it out alive for some reason?
I guess she severed the bond. That's my headcanon, at least. But
I guess so, but it's never explained.
Yeah,
so.
We'll get to that part in a little bit. But anyway, this is a character that appears in an entire game, so of course I'm not going to dive into every little detail that she went
through. Go play the game yourself.
But I'm going to present you a canonical version of her story, because as with many RPG games, it's dependent on choice. But this is more for lore accuracy. But anyway, so she finds the Exile, makes the bond between them, and, but let me see. She would go on numerous journeys with the Exile.
The Exile is trying to find the Jedi who are also in exile.
Yeah. And along the way, as we mentioned before, Kreia would teach the Jedi Exile many lessons, like we did with Nar Shaddaa, so on and so forth. Many of them very hypocritical, considering this is Kreia we are talking about, but also some things that you could apply to real life as well.
True. There is one point where when you ask her, can you teach me lightsaber combat? She'll only do it if you have a lightsaber for yourself and a lightsaber for Vizis when you get Vizis on your ship.
Yeah.
And so she... Sorry, I'm trying to think and talk at the same time.
No worries.
So it's... Why am I blanking? So first she tells you, don't fight, but kill her. Try to kill her with one blade. Succeed. Mm-hmm. And say, okay, now do two. Succeed. And say, okay, no weapons. But she doesn't specifically say, don't use the Force.
Yeah.
But if you do use the Force, she's like, why'd you do that? You disobeyed me. But no matter what you say, she's like, okay, I don't have anything else to teach you.
Goddamn fucking harlot, I swear. every time you keep talking about this character, it just pisses me off.
Oh, I think that's the entire point of her character. She's been through a lot, and she's trying to apply these lessons onto you. But it's done in such a hoity-toity...
And it's a very roundabout way.
Yeah, it's a very roundabout way.
If I was in this fucking game, and I was that character, I'd be like, oh, so you had a hard life? LaMau! La fucking Mal.
Anyway, eventually her journey would take...
lost.
But eventually her journey would take her to the Jedi Enclave on Dantooine. Not to be confused with Tatooine, kid.
This is Dantooine.
Dantooine. Yeah, there's a lot of Tooine planets. All right,
I'm going to head out real quick. That shit. Dantooine.
I mean, there's Mintooine, Clatooine.
I'm fucking out.
By the way, as we mentioned before, she kills the three Jedi Masters that tried to strip the Force from the Jedi Exile, so she effectively saved her own students' bacon there. She would reveal to Jedi Master Atriss, who had also fallen to the dark side.
Yeah, she's not a Jedi Master. She's just gripping onto the title with all
she
can.
Yeah, pretty much. She's basically a pretender after that. But after the Jedi Exile defeats Atriss, they finally make their journey to Malachor 5 to once again activate the Mass Shadow Generator. Or at least that is the plan. But Kreia would show her true plans to the Jedi Exile. And she retook her guise as Darth Treya. And Darth Sion is there, and she basically resubmits to...
Sorry.
Bless you. Bless you.
Are you done?
I think so.
She comes back to Malachor 5 and basically enslaves Darth Sion to her will.
She reins his ass back in.
Yeah, he was all like, fuck you, Darth Treya. Okay, you serve me now. Oh, goddammit.
Also, I gotta use the restroom. We'll be right back. Do you guys just keep talking?
Bless
you.
But anywho, so you know the entire game, Hannah. You have to fight Darth Sion first, and depending on choice, you could fight him or convince him to let go of his pain and all that.
You fight him about three or four times, but every time you whittle him back down, he's like, you can't kill me, I'm just going to keep getting back up, essentially.
Yeah.
And depending on the choice, you can whittle down his will and break him down. And get him to not give up, but let go.
Yeah.
Which is so cool. That's a very cool mechanic.
Yeah, I gotta say that. For as bullshit as it is for people to always be resurrected in some particular fashion, it's actually cool that you have to think outside of a box to let them pass on peacefully.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, after the Jedi Exile defeats Darth Sion, he's all like, oh yeah, beware of Kreia. She will manipulate you, blah, 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 that sort of thing.
Totally forgot about the Nihilus fight. That happened before Malachor.
Yeah, I know. That's not particularly relevant in this topic.
It happens on an old Mandalorian ship.
Yeah, exactly. But But the last step of her plan is to basically sacrifice herself to open the massive wound in the forest.
Which, a wound so killing the exile.
Yeah, which involves killing the exile, and the wound will be so big, the force could possibly not recover from
That's it. What she thinks.
Yeah, that's at least what she thinks. And then, of course, going through the final boss fight with the free floaty lightsabers and all that. Which is so, so ironic. Because I remember a dialogue option where she basically belittles you for using lightsabers. A lightsaber does not make you a Jedi. Okay. Says the woman who's using free lightsabers herself.
Yeah, she is technically a little bit of a hypocrite.
Yeah, she is definitely a hypocrite.
That won't change my view of her, though.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk more about our personal opinions on Treya at the end of this episode. But anyway, ultimately, Mitra Surik manages to defeat her, and Treya's like, kill me, I want you to kill me. But canonically, Mitra Surik forgives her, and she wants to save Kreia.
Her reaction to that is, I will see you break!
But essentially, Kreia is all like, let me see,
Now, her first reaction to trying to spare her is, then I will see you break.
Yeah. But ultimately, before Kreia died from her wounds, she imparted one last gift to the exile, which is her foretelling the future, recalling the downfall of the Jedi in Order 66, the slaying of Jango Fett by Mace Windu, so on and so forth. So,
and she even tells you about the how and where your companions end up.
Yeah, exactly. Just giving you one last foretelling of the future. And before she dies, she told Surik to use her teachings and rebuild the Jedi Order as it once was.
So she still kinda had faith in the Jedi in her last moments.
At least to rebuilding it from... Because, let's be honest, the Jedi before Luke Skywalker came in, they were not the best.
Don't even get... Okay. Hashtag fuck Master Vrook. That was my least favorite character in both games. Yeah. He's an asshole.
I'm interested to find out what this character's all about, Hannah.
Master Vrook?
Yeah.
He was voiced by Ed...
Don't hurt yourself.
Old man from Up.
Oh, goddammit. Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about. May he rest in peace.
Yes. the Master Vrook is a dickhead.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to him. Yeah. But anyway, and that is the end of Darth Kreia's story. Gotta say, I have watched, so there's a shit ton of videos out there on YouTube doing entire essays on Darth Treya and her philosophy and how it coincides with the flawed universe that is the Star Wars franchise.
Oh, yeah.
And like, as I mentioned before in the beginning, a lot of people love her as a wide mentor-like character, or others say they despise her because she's also a hypocrite.
I acknowledge that she's a hypocrite, but I love her because she is the wise elder.
Yeah. I mean, like, I could see why people love her, and I also see why people hate her. She's got a very, what's the word I'm looking for? A Darwinist mentality, sort of.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's like, if you cannot evolve, then I will force you to.
Yeah, exactly. But I got a little bit of a... So, one of our beloved friends, Erg the Turtle, may he rest in peace, he would have long-ass conversations with me about Kreia.
I wish I had been able to talk to him about
that. Specifically for this episode, Hannah, I went back on our old conversations to recall his exact words on Kreia. And let me tell you, he was not the hugest fan of Kreia.
I'm sure he wasn't.
Let me give you an exact passage.
Oh, God.
In the words of our beloved Erk the Turtle, she is a dumb, childish edgelord. She was written by someone who watched an online philosophy lecture, decided Star Wars is for babies, and then wrote a character that was basically their essay on why Star Wars is lame and philosophically simple. Yeah, those are his exact text words, Hannah.
Rest in peace, mate. We miss you.
Yeah. He even points out her hypocrisy and... Okay. B- belittling, like I said, the lightsaber things belittles you on using lightsabers, but at the same time, she uses motherfucking free lightsabers against you in the boss fight against her. But he also says, I want her to have a movie. No, not a movie. A trilogy of movies directed by Rian Johnson.
Who the hell's Rian Johnson?
The guy who directed Last Jedi.
Oh.
Insult right there.
Okay.
Because they are
directing
both.
Directing isn't bad. The writing was shit.
Because they are both contrarians.
Contrarians.
Yep. Yeah. That's basically what he labeled Kreia as. She's a living contradiction.
She is, but that doesn't change how I feel about
it. I already told you about his him wanting to write a fanfic between Kreia and Waru.
Yes, you did. You remember Waru?
Who the fuck is Waru?
The blob. The cube.
The cube that eats the force.
Oh my god. That's so fucking stupid.
Our friend who unfortunately passed wanted to write a fanfiction of between quite Kreia and Waru.
They're a couple or something?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay.
Because they both hate the force. It's so fucking funny, but yeah, that is our episode on Kreia slash Darth Treya, or in this case, how contradictory can you be?
Yeah, very contradictory.
But yeah, like I said before, Kreia, she's definitely an interesting character. I'm kind of neutral on her, like there are some lessons to be learned from her, but at the same time, she is a heavily flawed character, but you are obviously a huge fan of her.
I am, but I accept her flaws, and I also accept her teachings. But I like her the most because she's an enigma.
Yeah, that is true.
She is so full of mystery that you can't just help but want to learn more.
Yeah.
I just want to beat her up. No, seriously.
Elder abuse.
No, dude, if this bitch sounds so fucking insufferable. Ah, yes, you gave money to the homeless man. How dare you? Oh, you didn't give money to the homeless man. How cruel. Bitch! Come over here so I can just...
You know, she would probably snap your neck in like a second.
Not if I was. If I was a force user,
What is up with you and wanting to beat the crap out of characters?
Look. If something annoys me, I want to beat it up. If it doesn't annoy me, I let it be.
I mean, fair enough, kid, but
It is the truest of human statements. You are annoying, therefore I must beat the shit out of you. You are not annoying, therefore I will not.
That's very funny. Three very polarizing opinions about one character.
You love her? I'm neutral? Kit hates her.
That's so fucking
so. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that episode and a brief return for our third host, Kit. We're so glad that you returned for this
one.
I'm glad
you could make it for this.
Yeah. Even though you came in at a very opportune moment and not by your own will. Now, time to put you back in the walls.
Get in the box.
Get in the box.
Anyway,
I hope you guys enjoy that episode. Looking forward to the future Christmas episode. It's going to be a very special one, Hannah.
Stay tuned.
And any closing statements, Hannah?
Apathy is death.
I was expecting you to pull that quote.
Okay, here's my last quote.
All right.
Beat the shit out of old people. I'm joking.
All right, this is the way. And until next time, bye-bye.
Adios.